food. People can't go circular on their own. The system has to change. But individual choices do matter. It's about using less stuff in the first place, said Liz Goodwin of the World Resources Institute. In 2008, the Waste and Resources Action Programme, WRAP, which Goodwin ran then, did one of the first major studies of food waste. The non-profit surveyed more than 2,100 British families who had agreed to let inspectors pour through their garbage and weigh each food scrap. Absolutely shocking, Goodwin recalled. We found whole chickens in their wrappers. Nearly half of all salads and a quarter of all fruit was ending up in bins, as were nearly 400,000 tons of potatoes a year. In all, Britons were tossing one of every three bags of groceries. As it turned out, they're not exceptional. Roughly a third of all food is wasted globally, at an annual cost of nearly $1 trillion. RAP's global director, Richard Swinnell, told me. Over a dinner at a restaurant in Oxford, at which we both took care to clean our plates, Swinnell explained that before the RAP study, no one was aware of just how much food and money was going to waste in Britain. RAP launched a chipper PR campaign, Love Food, Hate Waste. It worked with women's groups to disseminate food rescue tips. A favourite was ways to dress up toast to save stale bread. It also persuaded grocery chains to adopt some simple measures. Clearer, extended use-by dates, smaller resealable packages, an end to buy one, get one free sales on perishables. It was boring stuff, forgotten, common sense, but it worked. By 2012, the amount of edible food wasted in Britain had fallen by a fifth. We've had massive progress, Swinnell said.